Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're talking about organizational culture. Jim, I made a statement at the end of the break, in the previous segment before the break, that that every organization has a culture. It's a natural law because there are human beings involved. And but the question is not whether you have one. The question is what kind of culture it is, and who's defining your culture, right?
That's correct.
Because if no one is aware of the culture that you have, then you're getting whatever mishmash comes together. It is possible to be proactive and make decisions about what your culture is going to be, isn't it?
That's correct. It's actually very difficult to change a culture, which actually tells us something about why it is so important to find out what it really is and diagnose it so you can make attempts to change it. Because sometimes it's a simple thing. Sometimes it's as simple as understanding how the rules you've put into place play into a culture. I worked with an organization a few years ago that had unbelievable parking rules as to where people could park. And it literally impacted the entire organization.
Yeah.
I was hired by the new CEO of the organization to come in and assess the culture. First thing he did when he found out about that, he announced that that rule is gone. As of tomorrow morning, there are no more parking rules.
First
what
come,
was
first
interesting
serve.
Is how upset some people got about that, particularly
right.
The VP of parking.
That's funny. No, well, they're good for that CEO for taking the steps necessary.
Yep, absolutely.
He saw a diseased part of his business, and he cut it out.
This has got to change. In fact, there's one authority in this area of culture who says that when you realize you need to change the culture, you need to shock it.
Right.
You need to do something that dramatically changes it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, that old existing culture will fight to protect itself. It'll just survive.
As I'm sure the parking thing did, some of these things that get built up, they take on status of their own,
absolutely.
Right, and life of their own. You know, the main thing is, if I were looking around trying to check my culture, as I'm probably already do today, I would say, okay, what behavior do we spend a lot of time on, seemingly, a lot of emotion, a lot of energy, are we so invested in that doesn't serve any customer?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Because that's the other thing, that there's a clear link between the assessments that I do on culture, there's a clear link between quality of service.
Yeah.
You can measure this. And one of the interesting things that I think is important for your audience, Jim, is that for small organizations, assessing the culture is not a huge expensive project the way it is for a huge corporation to do a good assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You only need to survey a small group of people in a small organization to get a picture of what that culture is. So it's relatively easier to do for a small organization. I'm not saying their culture is easier to change, because it's usually driven by a personality in a small organization, more so in a large one. But
right.
It's still a different scenario for small organizations than it is for larger ones.
Yep. Well, and it ought to be easier to see, because if you're in a bigger organization, you got one or two layers of management between you and the folks.
Correct.
It's going to be harder to see some of that than it would be if you're in a small business where everybody's, you know, you're tripping over each other.
And it may be different if you've got multiple locations as opposed
right.
to
good.
One location. So
That's
if you've got
point.
A corporate headquarters and lots of locations, the culture actually may be a little bit different in each location,
mm-hmm.
because there's leaders and managers there that are shaping that.
The main thing is make sure that you know what your culture is. You know, your culture can be a little bit crazy. I know a company that somebody once said, you should charge admission for watching people work, watch you guys work. You know, your customers should pay admission for this, and it's kind of crazy, and they're loud and everything, but it works for them.
Yeah.
And the customers like it.
And that's true of a lot of very successful organizations.
So nobody gets to choose what you, I mean, you should be the one to decide what your culture looks like. And
correct.
As long as it's working for you and your customers, right?
Correct.
Hey, Jim, I need the website again one more time, please.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.
All right. And where do they find the book?
They can find a link to it there.
All right. Audition for your next job. Observation on resumes, interviewing, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Great. Thank you. Will do.
We'll see you next time.
Jim. Thank you, sir.
Schreier, S-C-H-R-E-I-E-R. Schreier, Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.